broken. We were talking last week about the child, the wonder child, the Yanuka, who set the table for the tzaddikim and spoke to them about. They had this remarkable conversation about the letters of davening, words of davening. Particularly, they were talking about Kriyeshma, Shema, that said before a person goes to sleep. And what came out from that conversation, what we read together, was that the Yanuka, the child, and the tzaddikim, the masters of the Zohar, who sat together with him, referred to the words of davening as weapons. Remember this, right? Weapons. Romach, spears, and cherev, a sword, and stones that are shot with a sling. All these terms that are used for warfare are words that now become part of the vocabulary of tefillah, of davening. And the child said that, I know how do you know this, and especially by eating, there's a war that takes place, and we didn't really discuss the whole subject of food and how that fits into all this. Mitzvah, we'll come to that at the end. But davening is described as warfare. And we saw also last time I mentioned to you that Rabbi Nachman said that Klei Zeinu Shel Mashiach, that the weapon of Mashiach, the greatest, most powerful weapon of Mashiach, will be his ability to daven. And with the power of tefillah, the Jewish people are going to conquer the world. So we began to study this subject of what is the meaning of tefillah as a weapon, what does that mean for people like ourselves, how can we use it as a weapon, how does this relate specifically to what we were talking about the last 2-3 weeks, which is davening in the way of tzaka, of screaming, of yelling, of putting a lot of energy, pouring energy, physical energy, into davening. How does all this connect? So hopefully we'll finish this time and next time some of the writings of the Gedolei HaChassidus, and then afterwards we're going to continue with our discussion of Shira, of Tefillah and Shira. So if you look on the fifth page, this is a selection. There's a selection from the Degel Machan Ephraim. Degel Machan Ephraim is Moshe Chaim Ephraim from Sadukov, is the grandson of the Holy Baal Shem. Degel Machan Ephraim is one of the most authentic sources of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. There's a short piece, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. There are more sheets here. There should be. It's a short piece at the beginning of Lech Lecha that'll get us back into the subject. If you look inside on page 5, Degel Machan Ephraim on the bottom, Parshas Lech Lecha. So Degel Machan Ephraim writes on the pasuk that we all know, Vayomer Hashem L'Avram Lech Lecha, Me'atzecha, and so on. Hashem tells Avram Avinu to leave your land and your father's house and to go to the place that I will show you. Shemaiti b'zeh me'adoni avizal, Shoma b'shem adoni iskeni nishmoso Eden, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. So we have here a teaching that goes back to the Baal Shem Tov that the Degel Machan Ephraim heard from his father, who heard from his grandfather from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. That what? Kan merumas yichud shel kriyeshma. That somehow in this first pasuk of Lech Lecha, there is hinted the yichud, the extraordinary unification of God's name that takes place when a person says Shema. That Lech Lecha is somehow connected to Kriyashma. And all he received from the Zaydi, from the Baal Shem, was that Lecha, or Lech, either one, Mispar Chamishim Asvan Di Yechuda. The word Lech Lecha, the word Lecha, Lech, is 50, right? 30 and 20 is 50. And the 50 are the 50 Asvan, the 50 letters, the Yichuda. The 50 letters that are in Kriyashma and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, that there are 50 letters. There are actually 49. But when it comes to Gematria, when it comes to counting, so you count. You can also count the one for the word itself, or the one for the entire concept. At any rate, the 50 letters of Kriyashma equal the word Leich, go. Leich and equal the word Lecha. That's Chamishin Asvin the Yehuda, the 50 letters of unification, by Mesiris Nefesh, Vizel Mi Artzecha. I mean, this entire first pasuk of Lech Lecha, this entire first verse is the story of Avraham Avinu's extraordinary Mesiris Nefesh, his great self-sacrifice to tear himself away from all that he was used to, and to commit himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, to the specific commandment to leave the home of his father, his birthplace. So the Degel Machon Ephraim writes, V'yesh l'hasbir hadover. We have to understand this. How is it, what does the first pasuk of Shema, of Lech Lecha, have to do with Shema? Aside from the fact that we understand that Lech Lecha is an act, that Avraham Avinu leaving was an act of great self-sacrifice, and that when it comes to Kriya Shema, every Jewish person is supposed to somehow try to raise himself or herself to a level of self-sacrifice. The Rebbe Elimelech from Lezhensk said that if a person closes his eyes when saying Kriya Shema and imagines himself or herself being thrown into a fire for the sake of God, in other words, imagine yourself being given a choice to convert or to be killed, and a person imagines that happening and says Shema with that consciousness, so the Rebbe Elimelech said that it counts as if you mamish died al Kiddush Hashem. It counts as if you mamish died al Kiddush Hashem. So we understand that Kriya Shema is an expression of Mesiris Nefesh. So it's an expression of our willingness to die for the sake of God. But how is this contained specifically in Lech Lecha? So the Baal Shem Tov only alluded to this by saying that the word Lecha, which is 50, is the same as the letters of the Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kavod. Let's understand this. V'yesh l'hazber adav l'farish yoyse ech kan merum az roza de yichud de kriya Shema. How do we see here the mystery of the unity of Shema? Dihine azor HaKadosh kosov hei chaluki avonim shebehem locham David HaMelech olav asholim m'galiyas aplishti. That the five stones, you know that when David HaMelech, we mentioned this already last week, we saw this in the piece of the Zohar with the Yanuka, with the child. That when David HaMelech fought against Goliath, fought against Goliath, so the Navi tells us he took five smooth stones. David HaMelech took five not because he couldn't find six, not because four was enough, you understand. If David HaMelech took five smooth stones, he had a specific reason why the Davka had to be five stones. Why Davka five? So the Zohar says that the reason that David HaMelech fought with the five stones is because Hem Hoya Tevas the Yehuda, because it corresponds to the five words. It corresponds to the five words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. Not a chod. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. Five words. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. We saw that in the Zohar. It corresponds to those five words. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. V'shavi osam bekurta. And David HaMelech put them, the five stones, into a sling. In other words, the sling has the power to join the stones together, to bring them to oneness. They were brought together into one stone. Shavi osam bekurta chada hainu be'echad. And that's the word Hashem Akeno Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeno Hashem, those are the five stones. That each one of those five stones could not have killed Goliath. Could not. But the five stones needed to be placed into the kela, into the sling. Then, by being placed into that one sling, the Zohar says the five stones became one powerful weapon. One powerful piece of artillery, which was able to defeat Goliath HaPlishti, which is the force of impurity in the world. The Plishtim in general, and Goliath specifically, are connected to the impurity that exists in this world between men and women. This kind of an inyan. A specific last inyan of Goliath, of the Plishtim. In this matter, that's the ugliness of the Plishtim is particularly felt. So the destruction of Goliath is by taking the five stones, putting them into the one kela, into the sling, and to create the Yichud of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, and by putting them into the sling, Echad. That's when you say the Echad, you give a good zetz, right? Echad. That's the shot. That's the shot. That's throwing, that's it. So this was alluded to, this was already mentioned in the teaching of the Yinuk of the child, that there are 248 words in the Ve'ahavta in Shema, the 248 words. Yesh Ramach Tevos V'zehu Shem Rames Kan V'yom Hashem Al Avram Leich Lecha. This is what's hinted at in this pasuk, of Hashem speaking for the first time to Avram Avinu. After all those years of silence, all those years of Avram quietly believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one else in the world believed in him, and Avram Avinu did. There are no more chairs? There are downstairs, I'm sorry. Oh, there's a chair. I'm sorry. All the years that Avraham Avinu believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem hadn't appeared to him until finally that day, is Vayoyim Hashem al Avraham Lech Lecha. So the first thing that Hashem told Avraham Avinu was to go away. That always bothered me. And I was hoping that Hashem would first say, how are you? You know, I really love you, you're amazing, all these years, you stuck with me. You know? The first thing Hashem tells Avraham Avinu is a mitzvah. That's what counts. He tells Avraham Avinu to go. So, Lech Lecha, Hainu Yichud El Kriyashma. What Hashem is telling him, Lech Lecha means enter into the world of Lecha. Lecha means go, Lech, go, move, where? Lecha, to the deeper depths of yourself. And the deeper depths of the self, Lech Lecha, means find within yourself the strength and the power to bring about a unification of my name through the mystery of the 50 letters of Shema. Shumispar Lecha. Go to the Lecha. Go to that world of the 50. Of Kriya Shema, of Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Okeinu, Hashem, Echa, Baruch Shem, Kivad, Malchus, Alilam, Vohed. Lecha, Hayinu, Hu, Letzarech, Bini, Nishmascha. And Hashem saying, Ta'av, Ravinu. In other words, Lech Lecha simply means to go away. But Lech Lecha means to enter into yourself. If you enter into that world of the 50 letters of Shema, through that, you will be able to build the Lecha. You will be able to construct your Neshama. To rebuild the Neshama. Terlim Sanavshach al Kedushas Hashem Isbarach. And you will be able to sanctify, to give your life up for the sake of God. And it will be worthy to achieve, to merit this oneness that takes place, this unification that takes place through Kriya Shema. V'zeu v'agad l'Hashem Echa. Listen to this. And that's the meaning when Hashem told him that if you throw yourself into this mission, then Hashem promises, I will make your name great. V'agad l'Hashem Echa. Hainu, the meaning of that is, she'yitoysef lo hei b'shmo. What Hashem is promising him is not just that you will become famous and wealthy, but that your name will become lengthened. Agad l'shemech means I will make your name bigger. That's the simple words. Agad l'shemech, I will make your name bigger. So from Avram, your name will become Avraham. So what's the point of adding on, I'm sorry that you have this. What's the point of adding on the hay? What does that accomplish by adding on the hay? In other words, why is Avram Avinu given the promise of adding on the hay? The importance is that the name Avraham with the hey equals exactly 248, which is the words of Shema. From Vahav to the entire Shema. And Ramach also is the word Romach. Ramach means what? A spear. The child said that in the Zohar. The Yanuk had said that. The word Ramach, which equals 248, which are the limbs of a person's body. The 248 is the name of Avraham equals 248. Shul mispa ramach. V'yuyu ramach tev in the next page, the kriyashma. This will add up to the 248 words altogether of Shema, the entire Shema. Klul and bow, in other words, you will become, you yourself will become a walking unification, a walking expression of my presence in the universe. That's the tachlis of a Jew in this world. Now we'll see how that affects davening, what we're going to learn. The Kriya Shema Klulim Bo Bishmo, Shehu Nishmoso Ayidei Mesiris Nafshu LaHashem Yisbarach Tizkil Lezeli Yikor B'Shem Avram B'chinas Kriya Shema. So that's what Hashem first tells him. You will be able to enter into the world of Kriya Shema. The Hey is added because Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, the five words, and five is added. You know, you make the attempt. You start Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. You make that, and Avram Avinu is promised that from Avram he will become Avraham. His name will become magnified, will become greater. Which now instead of it just being the 50 letters of Shema Yisrael, he is extended, so to speak, and becomes connected to the entire 248 system of the entire Shema. And then the pasuk says that through this you will merit El Haaretz Asher Araka, that you will go to land that I will show you. So you don't see it now. You can't see it now, right? Hashem told Avram, I'm going to send you to a place, but you can't see it now. That's what Hashem told him. You can't see it now. What's the place that you can't see now? So the Rebbe writes, the Degel Nach Ephraim writes, Hainu liyichud shel tefila. That means Shmona Esrei. Because the next level of davening after Shema is Shmona Esrei. I'm going to take you from Shema to Shmona Esrei. This is the journey of Avram Avinu. From Shema to Shmona Esrei. The land that you will see, but you can't see it now. Shu ayin lo rasa lukim zulasecha. Tefillah Shmona Esrei is of such an extraordinary level that it's something that a human being can't understand. Only God knows. You can't even see its power. Shmona Esrei is me'ein olam haba. That's why it's silent. V'cheinu b'chol adam b'chol zman. This is not just Avraham Avinu. He is writing this is for every person at all times. When a person enters into the chamber of love with great attachment to God, and he gives his soul up for the sake of Hashem, doesn't mean you have to die. We're going to learn what this means. Davening with Mesiris Nefesh. That's what we're going to be talking about in Mitzvah Hashem over the next few times. Davening with Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh. Mamish. Giving one's soul up in davening. Zoich liyichud shel Kriya Shema, you'll be worthy to bring about this unification of Kriya Shema. You will become like a walking Shema. Shu echad shebo kolu kol yichud, ki ahava vi echad misparam chad. The word ahava equals 13, love equals 13, and echad equals 13. Together they equal 26, which is the name of Hashem. Ahava is 13 and Echad is 13. That through by person arousing, awakening with oneself, Ahava and Mesiris Nefesh, a person becomes connected to the, becomes a unification, becomes Echad. Misparam Chad ve'achakech oylo dvekes godlem yizeh v'zoich liyichud shel tefila, k'shemach shavtan nizdakech v'dvekes yoyis agorla Hashemzbor k'mosho hoi b'avrom ki atari nitzkes v'yeshna b'chol odom b'chol zman v'havein. The Torah, he says, is forever. It wasn't just meant for Avraham Avinu. What Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu, he was telling every single Jew that it's possible for a person by through the act of through Mesiris Nefesh. It means davening has to take place by engaging all the Ramach Evarim in that battle, in that struggle. The 248 limbs of the, and it was the entire Kaimus Adam. The whole Tzuras Adam, the whole structure of the human being has to be thrown into Tefillah. Tefillah is not just the energy that a person pours into the words, into the letters, which we'll talk about, that energy. To create a romach, like a spear, that will be able to tear away at all the things that are separating between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Goliath HaPlishti. There's that giant that is standing in the way of every person. That giant is standing in the way of every person. I wanted to mention before that there should be a Refuah Shleima for Nochum Dov Halevi Ben Sarish, Taka Refuah Shleima Ben Shach Chol Yisrael. That that when a person what keeps a person from davening is the feeling that there's like a giant rock that's blocking you from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like with Yaakov, you know, that stone that was on the well, right? And Yaakov, you know, had to concentrate to remove the stone. The ability that Yaakov got the strength to remove the stone. I think Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal spoke about this. I'm not sure, one of the Balei Musar. You know, we say in the davening, V'yachid levaveinu la'ahav li'yirat shemecha, V'yachid levaveinu. What does that mean? To unify our hearts. V'yachid levaveinu. It's an interesting term. Yichud ha'leiv. What does that mean, yichud ha'leiv? It doesn't just say to you should have a good heart, you should do it with your heart. Yichud ha'leiv means to be able to focus the energy of one's emotions, of one's intellect and emotions, to focus. Yichud ha'leiv. Yaakovina was able to remove the stone from the well to destroy the giant that was separating between himself and God, which is the stone that is upon the well. Yaakovina was able to accomplish that because of the quality of yichud ha'leiv. That's like putting the stone into the slingshot and firing away. That's what the whole Ramach Evarim. when the Degel Machlech Ephraim says here that by davening the words with the Ahava, with love, that one creates mamish, a powerful weapon to knock away the force that separates between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Ramach is Romach, a spear. And that's why the first thing that Hashem told Avraham Avinu was Lech Lecha, enter into yourself and find within yourself that strength, that there's a strength within the person, but he has to muster up that strength. And this is one of the major teachings of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which the Torah of the Geula, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, are the teachings that prepare us for the coming of Mashiach. Because the Baal Shem Tov was told by Mashiach in that amazing vision that he had when his neshama went on Rosh Hashanah, when he had an Elias neshama, when his soul rose to the highest place, and he met Mashiach, and he asked Mashiach, when will you be coming? Mashiach told him, L'chsheyefutza ma'inasecha chutza, when your wellsprings will go forth into the world, when your teachers will go forth into the world. And then Mashiach revealed to him a certain unification. And the Baal Shem Tov taught, the Baal Shem Tov's teachings of Geula, are teachings of to prepare for Geula. All of Torahs, but particularly the Torahs of Baal Shem. And the Baal Shem Tov taught that the most important thing that we could do now before Mashiach's arrival is to throw our entire energy into the words that we say, to Tehillim, into saying the words. It doesn't mean screaming and yelling necessarily, we'll talk about that. But it means putting koiches in. Even if in the beginning it's hard to relate, but throwing a koiches, that the diburim, that the word should be, that to bring oneself to a state of ahava, to a state of love for Kadosh Baruch Hu by pouring the energy into the words. And there's a story from Rabbi Nachman that Rabbi Nachman once said. How is it that people asked Rabbi Nachman, why should we be able to bring Mashiach? Why should we be worthy to bring Mashiach? Sof kol sof, there were big tzaddikim in early generations. There were the Tanoim, the Meroim, there were Rishonim, the Rambam, and Rashi, and Rabbi Natam, and the Ari HaKadosh, and Baal Shem. So why should it hasn't worked until now. So why would it work now? I mean, everybody's thought about that. My children have asked me, why should Mashiach come for us if he didn't come for... Didn't come for that tzaddik or that person. So Rabbi Nachman was once asked, and he said a marshal, a story that I'm sure many of you have heard, that there was a certain town that was inconquerable. They couldn't conquer this town. It had such a wall and such strength. For centuries and centuries, the most powerful armies of the world were attacking that walled city, and they couldn't bring it down. And then there was a little malchus, a small little kingdom, with a little king. And this king announced his kingdom that we're going to go and conquer that city, the legendary city that couldn't be conquered. So the people were very skeptical. How could it be? Every single powerful empire in the world has tried to penetrate that wall. No one's been able to. So why would we be able to? So the king reassured them to trust in him, that it could be done. And sure enough, they went there, and the king went over to the wall, and with the ever so slightest little push, the wall fell over. Rabbi Nachman said the meaning of the story is that it's because for thousands of years, great tzaddikim have been pounding away at that wall. This mamash, it's hardly standing at all. We don't have the strength of the tzaddikim. But if you give the Baal Shem said that before Mashiach comes to put out koiches and tower avoda with mesiras nefesh with lech lecha, mesiras nefesh can cause that wall to go down, because the wall has already been very, very, very weakened. There's been a lot of pounding away, because the king told them, listen, for a long time every powerful empire has been banging at this wall. There's hardly anything left of it. It looks like it's impressive, but it's not much. So that's what we have to do now. It's the avoda of putting ourselves into the tefillas, even if you don't understand every word. But to pour your koiches into the tefilla, how much better, how much more so if you're able to understand. So turn to page 7. Page 7, we're not going to do the entire teaching tomorrow night. I focused out the entire teaching for those that might be interested in looking at it a little bit further. We're going to do a little bit of it. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit outside of the conclusion. But this is a real, real fundamental teaching here from the Moranayim. Moranayim is of Nachum Chernobyler from the earliest Gedolei Hasidus. The Moranayim. We did a piece last week from Moranayim. So he's talking here about the vision of Yaakov Avinu. Vayetz Yaakov Be'er Sheva, but he knows that Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva. And Vayolon Shom, Vayishkov Mokomo, he lied down in that place. Vayolon Shom Kivah Hashemesh, right? And the sun had set, and he saw the vision of the ladder, and Malach Elokim Oyel V'yodim Bo, and the angels are rising and going up and down the ladder. The whole Maisa. Start from where, on the left-hand column, where it says Vihine, in big letters, you see? Vihine. So the Moranayim writes, "V'hinei lahavin in zeh, denoyde ki sod mekor haTorah u'ma'ayan haChachma, shemisham nimshecha etzleinu beizgalus haDibur, hu b'mekor olam haMachshava, shu olam haChachma v'habina, shu sod olam haMachshava." I'll be careful to stay away from anything Kabbalistic in my explanations. I'll just stick to the simple pshat. The Moranayim is saying that the source of Torah and the wellspring of wisdom comes from that world that is called the world of thought. The world of thought. The world of thought, which we've been learning about this for many months now. Our job is somehow to be able to draw from the world of thought into the world of speech, and then ultimately into the world of action, to bring about a connection between machshava, dibur, and maisa. Right? Machshava, thought; dibur, speech; maisa, action. Or machshava is the neshama, dibur is the ruach, and maisa is the nefesh. Right? To try to take from that place of the deepest thoughts of the neshama, and to draw those deep thoughts into the ruach, into the dibur, into our speech, and ultimately into our actions. Many of the most wonderful and profound things that you and I have ever thought about remain wonderful and profound things that you and I have thought about. We all have had plans for many years about how much tehillim, and how much to learn, and how much to say, and how much to... Even Ben Aron L'Chavero. Every single one in this room has somebody, or a number of people in our lives who we've wanted to say hopefully nice things to. There are people sometimes maybe you don't want to say such nice things, so you've been saving up. But in a good way. That we've wanted to tell certain people certain things. And it was a Lichtenkopf. sits in the mind. In the Olam HaMachshava, we can't find a way to bring it down from Machshava to Dibur and to Maisa, to bring it down from a level of the Neshama to the Ruach, to the Nefesh, to carry things out and to say good things. To say good things, not between ourselves and people that we love, not between ourselves and the Kadosh Baruch Hu whom we love. So the tachlis of life is to be able to bring about a unification, as we've spoken about all along, to bring about this connection between the neshama and the nefesh, between the highest world of thought. That's called Torah. I mean, Torah comes, that's the source of Torah, that's the source of thought. to bring Torah down to the level of tefillah, of dibur, and then to the level of physical action, of mitzvahs. This, by the way, is something that is spoken about a great deal in the Svarma Kedoshim, and Agav Orchid, I'm just telling this to you in parentheses, we'll talk much more about it in Mitzvah in the future. That one of the most wonderful things that a Jew could do to bring about inspiration and to bring about this type of unification that we're talking about, that's the exact same unification of Shema that we just learned, it's the same thing. That one of the most wonderful things that a person can do is to change Torah into tefillah. What does it mean to change Torah into tefillah? This is not taught in yeshivas. To change Torah into tefillah. Changing Torah into tefillah means that when you learn something, to daven about it. To learn something, to daven about it. For instance, we're learning about pouring our karchas into tefillah with Mesiris Nefesh. Like Avraham Avinu, that's what we're talking about today a little bit, yeah? So if you have a chance, you would see how this works. When you have a quiet time, not when there are a million things going on, you have 5-10 minutes, if there is such a thing. Every Jew deserves a few minutes a day. You have a few minutes, and to sit down and to take something like Deacon, that there's this wondrous korach that tefillah has. If energy is poured into the words of Mesiris Nefesh, I could become a unification of your name with the 248 limbs of my body. And then you write your own tefillah, master of the world, for years and years. I haven't had the strength to create the slightest pebble for your honor, for your glory. I haven't shot one stone at the force of impurity. And so on. To create a tefillah. When a person, and you can do that also with things that are not, you can even do that with halacha. Any halacha that you learn. Whatever the halacha is. I'm sure many of you go to the clear. Wonderful. There are wonderful classes in this area that many of you are going to. I'm sure there's a class for years. I know my sister goes to Hilchos Lashon Hara. There are all kinds of classes in the area, Baruch Hashem. And all of you are learning Torah. You know how different our lives would be? Is after we would learn a class in Lashon Hara, we would sit down and we'd write our own tefillah. And we put it into a collection of tefillahs that only you know and the one who created you knows. And you daven those tefillahs. And years from now, you daven them also. Because that's taking the machshava, the Torah, and bringing from the machshava, which is thought, which is what you learned, it's in your mind, and trying to draw it down into the world of dibur, which is speech. Once you've left the realm of machshava, of thought, of Torah, then the Torah has descended, so to speak, and passed through the kelim down to the koch ha-dibur. Then you will find the most remarkable over time. You have to work it like anything, but you will find over time that you have much, much more energy to carry out the good things that you've been learning about. A lot of what we've learned about, all of us have accumulated a lot of information over the years from here and there. We've picked up stuff along the way. Rashi's here, Chazal's there. But if you change the Torah into tefillah, that's the unification of Rachel and Leah. Rachel is Torah and Leah is tefillah. When you bring about the unification of Rachel and Leah, then from that you give birth to Shvatim. Giving birth to Shvatim means bringing about an active realization of all the potential that you have locked inside of you for many years. So to draw the machshava down to dibur and ma'isa, to draw the thought down to speech and to action, the neshama down to the level of ruach and nefesh is the tachlis of our lives. So the Moranayim says, that's where Torah comes from. Torah comes from the source of machshava, from the place of machshava. There, in the place of thought, as profound a thought as something, as deep a thought as it is, it's not yet revealed. If something is still in your mind, it hasn't become revealed. It's not quite a part of human reality, because remember, human reality, remember the Maharal said, unless you're a great tzaddik, unless you're a person that functions always on that high intellectual, spiritual level, then your intellect is your reality. But most of us not like that. He was talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and others like that, right? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak. He didn't need to. But people like ourselves, something is only real when you actually bring it into the world. A thought. It can be most wonderful. You could tell somebody that, you could stand there talking to somebody, God forbid, who's left the world and tell the person there were 1,000 things I wanted to say to you. Sof kol sof, I mean, you never said them. You never said them. So the machshava has not yet been revealed. It's not yet revealed. So he says, "Timus be'en his galus v'hamshach zeh galus v'chdeish his galus timus atayim mekayrish hashem ein oimer v'ein dvarim lebchinas his galus adibur ha'idei hadas." Now, how does one draw? How does one draw down? How do you make a withdrawal from the world of the machshava of thought and bring it down to the world of dibur of speech? How do you make that transition? How do you cross over that bridge from machshava to dibur, from thought to speech? Hu'ayidei hadas. That takes place through that which is called das. Das is always the ability to join together, because chachma, bina, and das. This chachma and bina and das brings them together. Das, which is translated into English as knowledge. Das is translated into English as practical knowledge. Usable knowledge. As opposed to theoretical knowledge, das is already talking about that I know what I know in such a way that it can make a difference in my life. That's the difference between Chachma Bina. Chachma Bina is still very, very, very removed from the world of Asiya, from the physical world. I mean, Bina, of course, is drawing closer to it. But Das is already the integration and the ability to apply that thought. So we need Das to cross over from Chachma Bina, we need Das to cross over to the physical world. We need das. So what does das mean? So remember that das is that integration. So this is why they had das, who said hamshacha me oilam hamachshava lo oilam hadibur v'hadas ukelelas ahave v'yirachesed ugvur. Kanoida. What does das mean? Das means the joining together of chesed and gvur. The ability to know how to balance properly. That's Yaakov Avinu, right? Avram is chesed, Yitzchak is gevur. To be able to bring about the beautiful harmony between chesed and gevur. To know how to do that, one has to have das. Chesed and gevur corresponds to ahava and yira. Love is connected to chesed, and fear, or, is connected to Yira, is connected to Gvura, Shekach Nemar B'chol HaTorah, listen, you know, there's always a pasuk everywhere in Chumash that we've never ever bothered to learn, you know that? And it happens, it's more than any other pasuk anywhere in Chumash, we've never ever bothered to learn it. Vayidabra Hashem Amar Shalayma. Right? Vayidabra Hashem Amar Shalayma. From the time that we're children. And then, we're not interested in that, we just, let's see what happened. So now here you're going to see what Vaidabra Shalom Moshe Leimur is. So now for the rest of our lives, when we learn that pasuk Vaidabra Shalom Moshe Leimur, we should take it more seriously. So listen to what the Marnaim says. Vaidabra Shalom Moshe Leimur. Dabra al B'nai Yisrael, right? That's the formula of all mitzvahs. Vaidabra Shalom Moshe Leimur, Dabra al B'nai Yisrael, Amat Leim. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, go and tell this to the B'nai Yisrael. No. Shu comrades, Leinu B'mukayim, I wrote about this more than another place. Ayde Moshe, B'chinah Said Hadas. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is just like Avram is Chesed and Yitzchak is Gvur is Din. The quality of Moshe Rabbeinu is Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Das of the Jewish people. He's the knowledge of Klai Yisrael. He's the Das. He's the Makabal HaTorah. He's the Nosan HaTorah. He's the one who connects heaven and earth. Moshe Rabbeinu is Said Hadas. Now, in other words, in order to bring, das means yira and ahava. Das has the power to join together the opposite extremes of love and fear. That's what das does. Ahava and yira. When a Jew has love and fear, that's called Mesiris Nefesh V'Hashem. That's called devotion. That's called self-sacrifice. So the Rebbe writes that in order to take from the Olam HaMachshava L'Zgalos of Bnei Yisrael, so Vayidabra Hashem El Moshe Leimur. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, L'zgalus of Neisro b'chinas dibur. In order for Hashem's speech to be revealed to the Jewish people, in order for Hashem's words to be heard, they had to first travel through Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Das. In order for words to be heard, they had to be spoken with great love and fear, with tremendous energy. Because Das means the integration, the joining together, the investment of love and fear. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. How does Hashem? Hashem is distant. Hashem is beyond our understanding. Hashem comes from the world of thought. He's deep and profound beyond our understanding. How do you take those thoughts of Hashem and bring them down to the Jewish people that they should be able to feel them and hear them and to live by them? They travel through Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe, lema dabra al bnei Yisrael. That the mind gives over to that which is called Das, Ahava and Yira, Chesed and Gvura, love and fear. Through strengthening one's love and fear, through strengthening one's Mesiris Nefesh in davening, which we'll see, then one brings about this transition from the mysterious, distant world of Hashem, of Torah, of Machshava, of thought, and brings them to the world of Dibur, of speech and of action. That's the meaning of the famous comment of the Zohar, that any word that leaves the mouth of a Jew that is not spoken with love and with fear, actually it's first fear, with fear and love, does not have the power to fly up to Shemayim. It doesn't mean God forbid is meaningless. The Zohar says in many places that every word that a Jew speaks, even if there's no intention, no heart at all, every word makes a difference. But if you really want parches leila, you really want it to come to that place, to touch that place, to draw down from the deepest world, from the world of machshava. So you have to have das. Das means you have to have ahava and yira, that the words have to be spoken b'tchilu urechimu, with fear and with love. That's viyadaita im levavecha. Viyadaita v'hashevosel viyadaita im levavecha. Viyadaita bilavavcha. That's what it means. Das means drawing something from the mind down to the heart. Ki adas v'ahava v'yir v'ayodin es'achin es'galas ha'ter she'bedibul ha'mekari alin she'bestimus v'helam v'leisoga l'kach ha'oisik v'tere tefila medar v'oisis ha'tere imhu b'tchila rechima ha'yesh kan said hadas. When a person speaks words of tefila and words of Torah with love and with fear, I'm going to talk about what that means. I have to talk about how to get there also. With Ahav and Yira, with Mesiris Nefesh, with the 248 limbs of your body. Even if you don't feel it, but you throw yourself in. All the words that you speak now are rising and connecting to the world of thought. They're not empty words that just come out of your mouth, but they're words that are connected all the way from the Ruach up to the Neshama, through Das, to Ahav and Yira. Das connects the words, the Ruach, to the Neshama, which is the thought. V'nasa yichud gomer v'achdus echad al-yidei, the next page, al-yidei sh'atayra sh'lizgalus parchas leila, flies above l'sharsha to its root mash'en kenk shu b'loy das. But if you're davening and you're learning, it's without das, it's without a haven yira. This das does not have to do with intelligence. It doesn't mean that you have to be a brilliant person. Das means a haven yira, or at least making believe that you're in love. Because that itself, since you really do, you just don't know that you feel that way, so the heart catches fire. So be a half of a year. So that causes the parks and the shores. But if you speak without das, it's like, God forbid, that the words that you're speaking are stam words. All they are things that come out from your mouth, but they're not connected to the root in Shemayim. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't go from Hashem to Yisrael. You have to pass the Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't bring words down to the level of Yisrael, which means me, in my life, my real life. Yisrael first has to go Vaydabra Hashem. It's Hashem. That's out there. El Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is Das. Das means joining together Ahav and Yir. Das is the ability to join together the highest world with the lowest world. Bamel Alas Lishorsha Lizakat Sham Bakhdeshi He Nishpolov Sheman Hatoy May Raisham Kaulam Mashova Shorish Hatorish Batsils Nevchenis Hatorish Bedibu Hulam Vizelo Parkas Lelov Havain. Let me tell you the rest outside because I want to finish the Moray Naim, so I'm going to say that something this, I should be saying this over the next half hour, I'm saying it in 5 minutes. Just to tell you how it fits into the whole story here, because remember that the Moray Naim is saying this regarding the vision, he's explaining the vision of Yaakov Avinu when he went to lie down in that place. And he had the vision of the ladder. So, Vayol and Shom Kiva Shamash, it says in the Torah that the sun went down. The sun going down, darkness always means a time of Dina, means a time of suffering and concealment. Yaakov Avinu was living through a very hard time of his life. He felt detached from Hashem. The going down of the sun, when he ran away from his house, the setting of the sun symbolized dinim, concealment and strictness and judgment and confusion. It means when a Jewish person falls into something. So what do you do? How do you get out of that? What the Rebbe is telling us is that what Yaakov Avinu went through, showing a Jewish person how to get out of that state of Ayol and Shom Kiva HaShemesh, of like dropping and lying in the mud, in the darkness. How do you lift yourself up out of that? Vayikach me'avnei ha'makom. He took from the stones of the place. Now we've spoken about this before, and we've just learned it again now. Stones means davening, like the stones, the five stones of Kriyishma, the five stones that David HaMelech put into his sling. In the Sefer Yetzirah, words are called avanim, stones. And the purpose of our lives is to try to put the stones together and to build homes, sentences and paragraphs of learning and of davening and so on. So Vayikach me'avnei ha'makom, so Yaakov took from the stones of the place. So avanim means the letters, the words of davening. Stones are called, not words, they're called letters. I'm sorry, letters are stones. I said words, didn't I? I'm sorry. Letters, oisius, the letters are stones, not the words. The letters are stones. And what did he do? Vayosem Rashosav. Vayosem, he placed them beneath his head. The Moray Naim says the meaning of that is that he connected the words, the avadim, with his mind, with his rosh. Vayosem Rashosav, to place the letters that you speak, to connect them to the rosh, to the mind, to the intellect, to your deepest thoughts. That's what we're talking about. That's from Mesiris Nefesh. The Rosh is the world of thought, of Machshava. Vayachalom, and he had a dream. The word Vayachalom, the word Chalim in Aramaic, Vayachalom means to be healed, to be cured, to be healthy. How does a Jewish person become healed? From this sense of spiritual alienation and detachment, words without feeling. So Vayachalom means to become Chalim, to become healthy and well. So Vihine Sulam Utsavartza. There's a ladder, the bottom of the ladder is on the earth, and the top of the ladder reaches into heaven. That's Das. The ladder that joins together two opposites, the ladder is Ahava and Yira. Das means, how do we get from above to below, and from below to above? That's what a ladder is, you know? That's what a ladder is. The ladder is Das. The ladder is Moshe Rabbeinu. The ladder is Das. Ahava and Yira, love and fear. That's the ladder. That's the ladder that you... Umalachei Elokim Olim V'yordim Bo, and the angels of God. So the Moray Naim says that on that ladder, the angels of Chesed rise, and the angels of Din fall. That if a person davens with love and fear, and throws those stones and shoots those arrows with a hava, with mysterious nefesh, with das, then the angels of Din will fall. The angels of anger, of darkness, the Hashgacha Pratis that is hurting you will disappear, and the Malach Elokim, the new angels that you created with your tefillah, will rise. And that's why it says, that's why the Moray Naim says, that's what it means in the Pasuk, Vayishkan V'makom Ahu, that he lied down, he went to lie down in that place. We know that's the place of the Beis HaMikdash, right? And that place is Shara Shamayim, is the gate of heaven, we understand. Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah. The place of davening, the Beis HaMikdash is the place of davening. That's why he was lying down. Why does it say Vayishkav Mokmahu? Because the word Vayishkav means V'yesh Chav Beis. There are 22 letters to work with. Vayishkav, and he lied down, is V'yesh Chav Beis. there are the 22 letters. No matter what you, no matter what was taken from you, you always have the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. V'yeish Chav Beis. V'ini Hashem Nitzavalov. And Hashem is waiting for you in that place to use the 22 letters that have fallen in your life, that have become mechanical words without feeling. V'yishkav Mokom Ahu. V'yeish Chav Beis. That through the power, that through the power of Das, of Ahava and Yira, through awakening Ahava and Yira, and throwing yourself in with all your Amach Evarim, with your 248 limbs, with all your Kreiches into the Tefillah, and concentrating and saying the words forcefully, that a person creates through the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis a Sulam, a ladder that will take the person from that world of Vayedaber Hashem, Vayedaber Hashem, to the world of Dabar El B'nai Yisrael, where it Mamish makes a difference in your life, where you could feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what exactly, when we're not finished understanding this, we have to learn more about this concept. So next week we're going to finish in Mitzvah. This, it'll just take another 15-20 minutes. We're going to read something from the Keser Nahaira and from the Bas Ayin, and then we're going to talk about how all this sort of comes together in the world of Shira. And a type of tefillah that's with a niggun, with a song, with a shira, what shira means. And that's Hashem, then, and after that, I think we're going to have to spend a few months on the union of Das Bechlal with tefillah. Like how to make that connection on a practical level, as Hashem. Hey, Shekhar.